listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area.
Dave, you seem a little out of breath. What were you dancing around to that song?
I was thrashing around.
You were a thrasher, all right.
We heard some music there from Nation of Ulysses.
Yeah, going back to 1991 with their release, 13-Point Program to Destroy America. We heard the song Spectra, Sonic Sound. Prior to that, we heard some music going out from 1994's For Your Own Special Sweetheart. That was by Jawbox. We heard the song Jackpot Plus. And we started things off with a pair of songs from Husker Du from their 1983 EP Metal Circus, which this month celebrates its 40th anniversary. We heard the songs First of the Last Calls and It's Not Funny Anymore. This is Revolution Rock, as mentioned. And Dave, we have a lot of music we're going to be getting to throughout the rest of the program. I know we're going to be playing something from the new Andrew Savage solo record, some new Sparkle Horse. We're going to be playing some music as well from Psychic Void, who have a show coming up tonight. It's going to be at Craftheads.
Yes, and it's a very stacked bill. There's like four or five groups playing. Pretty Maddie's playing from Windsor. Linda's also playing, along with Stunner and Bad Egg, who are two out-of-town punk bands. And yeah, it's going to be a crazy good time, so you should head out there if you're in the area and check it out and grab a copy of Psychic Void's new album.
Yeah, Cemetery Eyes. It's now out exclusively on cassette, and also you can download it from their Bandcamp page. But we're going to be stepping away from the contemporary releases, and we're going to be stepping back in time a little bit. Although this does coincide with a surprise, we didn't realize this band had released an album earlier this year. We're going to have to get back to that at some point, but we're talking about a band that actually you played quite a bit earlier on in Revolution Rock, Crocodiles.
Oh, yeah. Started out as a two-piece, and they've since expanded. They have many releases out. But anyways, we're going to hear something from their debut release. Debut album, I should say. Summer of Hate, which came out in 2009. We're going to hear Refuse Angels. Or is it Refuse Angels?
Ah, you know, we should look into that. While we do, though, we want you to look into our website. That's revrock.blogspot.com for more info on the bands we love and the music we play. And we do encourage you to give us a call at 519-971-3630. And if you're in Detroit or out of town, you can also reach us at 1-855-344-2526. A thank you to Jerry, who gave us a call during that last break.
Yes, Jerry, thanks for tuning in. And hopefully you're going to like these next couple post-punky type tracks that we got coming up. We're going to start things off, as mentioned, with this track from Crocodile's album, Summer of Hate, here on Revolution Rock.
We'll be right back. Martyrs and morons to the slaughter. No one will keep their place. No one will respect your space. How can you not know this? This is the human race. You have no history, just some political mystery, some new conceit without teeth. All of these walls that you find around you, all of these walls so lovingly surrounding you. Hand over your keys. If you don't need these, go be a friend of the thief. Defund your grief, defend your police, acknowledge these walls that you find around you, acknowledge these walls so lovingly surrounding you. Locks on your door, what are they there for? Wires and fences, are they not divisions and defences? Protections in place from the human race. And all of these walls that you find around you, all of these walls so lovingly surrounding you. So what have you done or given that should be so easily taken by the dumb and the lazy at life? Once and then think twice, because this could cost you your life. And all of these walls that you find around you, all of these walls so lovingly surrounding you. The martyrs are morons to the hereafter. If slaughter you're after, you'll get your disaster. Walls, do they impound you? All of these walls,
all of them,
they come to protect you.
Oh.
was just a lad, nearly 22. And boys don't start to ramble around. Oh, you will find your sorrow bound. Take my advice, oh, curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Hey, you are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam, I'm here with Dave, and we just came back from hearing Mekons. Mekons from their 1985 release, Fear and Whiskey. We heard their rendition of the classic Lost Highway.
Yes, originally by the Cowboy Shakespeare himself. Is that what they call him?
Well, I think that's what you just called him.
What did they
No, it's a good name. I think someone's called him that before, but of course, Hank Williams.
No, what did they used to call him? Something Shakespeare.
I thought it was the Cowboy Poet.
Yeah, the Cowboy Poet.
No, I like that instead. The Long Range Shakespeare.
Yeah. Love Hank, and also love that rendition by Mekons. Part of that, we heard a bunch of news tracks. We heard a track from a band out of New York called Werner Herzog. And we heard the track from their new album, Random Person, called Sometimes It's Hard to Break Free. And prior to
that, they're actually, we should mention, they're a band from Portland, Oregon.
Actually, that's the band before that.
Wow, you're full of information.
I put the note in the wrong place.
Well, speaking of Portland, Oregon, that is host to 10 Million Lights.
Yes, a band we've played on this show many times, and a lot of their albums have charted throughout CJAM's top 30 charts throughout the years. They have a new album out that's a little more kind of more guitar. They're mostly psychedelic a lot, but this one, while it does have those elements, seems to have a lot more like alternative guitar sounds.
Yeah, it has an alternative edge to it, which I'm digging. The album itself is titled Into Nothing.
Yeah, we heard the song Cherry Sun. Prior to that, we heard brand new music from Public Image Limited. They put an album out in August. And it's their first album since 2015's What the World Needs Now. And it's quite good. We heard the track Walls. And as mentioned, the album's name is End of the World. Prior to that, we heard some music, I believe, from Vancouver. Kind of like almost an electro kind of synthy new wave type band. Future Memories. Now, it's spelled the correct way.
I believe you're correct in that. They spell it with a PH for future.
And Memories with a Z. But we heard the track Some Open-Handed Cues from their newest release, Play Cobra. And then we started off a track from Crocodile's 2009 debut album, Summer of Hate, we heard Refuse Angels.
Now, it's either Refuse Angels or Refuse Angels. We have not been able to come up definitively with what it is. Regardless, if you refuse or refuse, still a good song regardless. Really great stuff. And there is a new release from Crocodiles that they dropped a few months ago. We're definitely going to be playing something from that on a future episode.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off next with some more new music. It's all new music in this next set, starting off with brand new music from Mitski's latest.
That's right. So from her latest release, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We, which is a great, very dark, lyrical folk album. One that I think maybe the best thing she's released, and definitely getting, I think, a rightful amount of acclaim. We're going to hear a song called When Memories Snow. I would recommend this for people who are into Leonard Cohen. I do feel like it has that Cohen-esque sort of vibe to it. There's a lot of introspection going on in this record. And just in terms of a lyricist, Mitski is probably the strongest lyricist that we have right now. Iggy Pop went out and said as much. So, you know, if Iggy Pop said it, it's got to be true. But joking aside, she is fantastic, and so is this album. Let's get into it, playing the opening track on side B of the record, When Memories Snow, here on Revolution Rock.